My name is Miki Kashtan. This is the Conflict Hotline, where what you say next can change your world. Together with me in the studio today are Carrie and Itzel, and we are going to role play live with situations from callers and from our own experience, such as this one that we call It's the Thought That Counts, that features Beth and Janice. Beth and Janice are a couple. They've been together quite a number of years.
So, Beth, I really want to talk to you about the holidays. This overspending has got to quit. It's time to, I think we have to go to a gift exchange, and really no wrapping paper this year is too hard on the environment.
Beth, it's a tradition to give gifts every year. We all give gifts to each other. It's a family tradition that we're not going to give up this year.
You know, it's the thought that counts.
No. I mean, I get your point, but...
Thank you. I don't see this going anywhere productive anytime soon. So we'll come back to this and show you how you can transform this, and that's the purpose of this program, to support you in learning tools and perspectives that help with resolving situations in your life. This is an all-volunteer effort. The cast and much of the crew are affiliated with Bay Area Nonviolent Communication, an organization whose vision is a world where everyone's needs matter and people have the skills for making peace. And the rest of the crew are affiliated with Berkeley Community Media, which are also hosting us in their studio. If you want to participate in this program, it's a call-in program, and you can call at 510-433-0700 from anywhere in the world. Today's focus is a special focus on the holidays, so we invite you in particular to call with any situations that are relevant to the holidays. Think about it, what's coming up for you around the holidays. And you can also call with any other situation in your life, such as?
Conflict with a neighbor or a conflict at work.
You might have a conflict with a roommate or your boss.
Or you can have an inner conflict or a conflict within your family. And you will call us and we will play your situation and we'll show you how you might be able to transform it. Let's go back to the original scenario that we started. And let's see, Janice.
Yes.
Are you up for stretching?
Okay, I'll try.
I have a sense that when you heard the word overspending, that might have been a little hard to hear.
A little bit. I mean, I know that times are tight, and I understand what Beth was saying about consumption. But I don't think that we need to be extravagant in all of our gifts, but I think I want to give gifts to everybody. That's how I show my appreciation and care for them in the holidays.
Okay, so one of the things that happens to almost all of us is that when there is conflict, we focus on wanting to explain our position. And just as the moment the other person can hear and understand my position, this conflict will be resolved. And guess what? She wants the same thing. And if you want to transform, more often than not, if you can give her the experience of being heard, then there's more of a chance for this conflict to start moving towards convergence. You ready to give that a try?
Sure.
So when she says whatever she says, even if it's unpleasant to hear, focus first on what is it that is important to her before you try to explain what's important to you.
Okay.
Start from the top.
Okay. So, honey, we've just got to quit with the overspending. We have to have more consideration for our budget this year, more consideration for the planet, no wrapping paper. I think it's just horrible the way we've been, you know, cutting down trees to wrap our gifts, and then we throw the paper away. And I think we have to go about things in a different way this year.
Okay, so... you're wanting us to be more responsible about our resources, our money, and also about the planet and our impact on it.
Yes, I think it's high time.
So if she says, I think it's high time, the way I understand is she gets a little bit of a sense that she gets it, but she's so much used to you arguing mm-hmm. that she still has this energy of having to prove her point, right?
Yes.
So maybe just a little bit more spaciousness in giving her one more time an opportunity to be heard.
Okay. So in response to it's high time. So it just sounds like for you that there's a lot of importance and urgency around this issue and really just being responsible.
Yeah. Yeah, that's part of it. And also I think I've felt like this for a long time and I haven't really felt free to speak up because of your family's traditions and wanting to be respectful of that.
This is often what happens. If you give a person another chance, if you really hear them, it's kind of like it drops to another level where there is more of, now you're hearing that for a while she hasn't been felt free to speak with you. Yeah. And then it immediately turns into an opportunity for more closeness for you. You see that? And also, without having to say anything about your family's traditions,
right,
you realize that she's actually been holding it and caring about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Ready to continue?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. So she said what she said. What would you like to say back?
Well, I really appreciate you saying that about my family and the traditions, because that is so important to me. And I want to continue showing my appreciation and care for my family in this way. And so I'm wondering if we can try and come up with something that will take responsibility for our expenses and also for the planet, but also honor this tradition somehow.
And this is, I love the way that you said this, because in the way that you ask her, you're already showing that idea of let's make it work for both of us. I'm wondering if that came through to you.
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So, you know, rather than staying and trying to, you know, like figure out exactly what that would look like, I have a sense that with this approach, you might be well on your way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I'd like to see, because in every situation, regardless of what is going on, who is right, who is wrong, who is fair, who is unfair, all of that is not part of it. What I want to see and show is that Each side of the conflict can transform it. So I'm wondering if you are willing to work on your end.
Okay.
And if you remember what I said to her initially, when you say overspending, the chances of you being heard go down. Does it make sense to you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Because I immediately...
It's like a criticism.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's like a criticism.
Yeah. So how might you say it in a way that is less likely to sound as a criticism?
Well...
Try it out. Let's see.
You know, I'm really... I have some things I want to talk to you about regarding the holidays that are coming up, and I'm a little anxious and uncomfortable about bringing it up, what I have to say. So I'm wondering, is this a good time? You think we could have a conversation about the upcoming holidays now?
Okay, I'm a little nervous now because you're saying you're nervous, but okay, I guess.
Okay. Well, I've been uncomfortable the last few years because there have been things, something I've wanted to talk about and I haven't felt comfortable doing it. And this year I'm just really feeling a pressing need to bring it up. So I'm just wanting to have more integrity within myself about how we do the holidays. And along those lines, I'm thinking for me to get to that place of integrity, I'd like to really carefully think about how we're going to spend the money, our budget, and stay within a budget, and carefully think about how some of the things we do impact the environment, and maybe do that together.
Now, just what is it that you want back from her? You said a lot.
So I'm wondering if you would be willing to spend some time brainstorming with me about how we could go about doing those two things, having a holidays that are consistent with our budget and holidays that take the environment into consideration.
If we can start the other end. Are you game for trying to stretch to make room for Beth? This might be hard because being on the child end, you have a great number of years probably in which you didn't have a sense that your autonomy was honored, isn't
it? Yeah.
But there's a paradox here, because if you hear her first, chances are greater that you will actually get what you want. If you butt heads with her, she still is the adult.
Yeah.
So the paradox is when you're trying to work something out with someone who has more power than you, creating dialogue gives you more of a chance than trying to fight.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the question is, are you ready to do that? I'll help.
I really want Mama to have as nice a time on Christmas Eve as I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's easy to access that.
And I really like this party. Is so new. Like, I haven't had a chance to go to a party like this. It just feels,
yeah,
it's something special.
So sometimes before we're ready to face dialogue with another person, we need to do inner work to kind of like really get clarity about where we stand. And that's what I'm getting that you're doing right now.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like trying to balance inside yourself how deliciously important and exciting this party is for you.
Yeah.
Guessing that's about, you know, independence, and about belonging and, you know, having community, all
yes,
of that.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. And fun and mm-hmm. adventure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what's on the other end? What's important to you on the other end? When you say you want her to have a good time too.
I want her to know that I care for her and Grandma,
yeah,
and that that I want her to know that I love her, and I want her to have a happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm. All of this, all the things that you've just said to me, there's no reason not to say them to her.
Yeah.
That's another tragedy that we do. We have all these thoughts inside and we keep them to ourselves, thinking that we're protecting other people, but we're actually depriving them of information that could help them understand us.
Yeah.
And that could help us to have more connection with each other. So I would suggest just tell her all of this and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Ready to face it?
Okay.
And you can tell her that you are afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever is true, you can tell her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ready to go?
Okay.
Okay.
So, it's scary. I really want to go to the party. And I'm sort of afraid that if I share the feelings I have that support me not going to the party, that I will end up not going to the party.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'm going to share them anyway. And that is, I really care for Mama, and I want her to have a happy Christmas, and I want Grandma to know that I care for her too, and that I love being with her. And but the party is so exciting for me, and it's so new, and it's part of me becoming me. And I really don't, I'm just afraid to miss that. I'm afraid of what it will, I'm just afraid about what will happen if I miss that.
So it sounds like
before you respond in any way, mm-hmm. I want to see, isn't this easier to hear than having Corinne come and say, I'm going to the party, I'm not going to go to grandma's?
Yeah. I think especially the process part.
Yeah.
Especially the part where she says that she's afraid that if she acknowledges all of the reasons why she wouldn't want to miss Christmas with the family, that she's afraid that it will happen, that she will, you know, that the other possibility is just going to evaporate.
Yeah.
So that is especially important to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. I just want to say we have a caller on the line, so I want to wrap up quickly, but I want to still finish. I still get a sense that her starting this way is bringing you in as partner.
Yes.
That you are going to be less opposed to her going to the party, even if it means missing Christmas, than you were if she said, I'm not going.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I most want you to see, that you actually have more power if you lay out the entire process than if you stand there defending your position. Mm-hmm. That's what feels really important as a take home.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to say before we close and turn our attention to the caller?
I think I'm complete.
Thank you. And we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to have a caller, Robbie in Wisconsin. It does not matter anyway. The form of it all. It starts in my mind. Come in, come in, come in. No illusion will rise and illusion will fall. And I'll still be here at the end of it all. In the sea of love, I melt like salt. My faith and my doubt both dissolve. In the sea of love, I melt like salt. My faith and my doubt both dissolve. This was much easier to digest.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And then I want to say that I like how you did it in that first you established, you know, the context. So although she was nervous hearing from you, she was also ready. So she is less likely to be reactive because she's not going to be taken by surprise if you say something that might be tough for her to hear. That's one thing. And the other, I really appreciated how you said it in the way of, you know, like, let's brainstorm together. Because then there's a sense of camaraderie. It's not like, I'm going to tell you how to do it, and what you think doesn't matter. You felt that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the only thing that I would add is, I would add up front your care for her family's traditions.
Okay.
So it's kind of like I would put together, you know, the way you said, I'd like to brainstorm with you how we can do holidays in a way that cares for our budget and cares for the planet.
Yeah.
I would just say it cares for our budget, cares for our planet, and cares for your family's traditions.
Yeah.
And then you have even more of a sense of partnership, wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I had that thought, and I think I just wasn't quite sure where to insert it.
Yeah.
So I could have inserted it as my final thing.
Yes,
yeah.
Because then you start building that foundation of, you know, all of us together are holding all the needs. So this feels pretty complete to me, unless there is anything either one of you would like to add.
No, I liked that.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have this thought of I wish all couples could just have that level of awareness of holding each other's needs with the same kind of care that you hold your own. Thank you. I hope you enjoy the holidays, and let's take a little break, and we'll come back, and we'll have a different scenario with a different setup.
I am craving flying with the raven, 'cause she takes me between the two worlds. She's got magic in her dark wings, and in her heart lies the blue pearl. out some honey, and it feels good in my mouth. But mama needs some loving and communion, but I'm left hanging too far south. So I breathe in the air, invoke the water, honor the earth, burn in the fire, breathe in the air, invoke the water.
Hi, welcome back to the Conflict Hotline, where what you say next can change your world. If you would like to join us, please call 510-433-0700. Carrie is again in the studio with me, and welcome to Barbara. And together we're going to play a new scenario. And this is Beth Still, and this is Corrine, her daughter. How old are you, Corrine?
I'm 16.
Great, what a wonderful age to be. Okay, so let's see what happens.
Hey, Mom, guess what? I was just invited to the best party over at Olivia's house. Going to be Christmas Eve, and I know exactly what I'm going to wear. It's going to be fabulous.
I can't believe you said that. You know we're all going to Grandma's on Christmas Eve.
No way. I can't go to Grandma's. I got to go to this party.
You know, I can't believe it. And, you know, I just had this whole conversation with your mom about how we're going to cut back on spending and
Mommy,
how
I'm
we're
going to
minimize gift wrap. I mean, if we tell her we're not going to Grandma's, she is going to go ballistic.
You guys can go to Grandma's. I'm not going to Grandma's.
No. We all have to go together.
Thank you. Is either one of you having an experience of being hurt?
No.
Okay. So again, it's the same situation, the same kind of situation that we said before. Everybody is speaking, no one is getting heard. So somebody needs to start doing the hearing. And more often than not, I would suggest that the parent do the hearing first rather than the child. Because of the power dynamics, you are the one with the power. The child usually has very little sense of having a voice and saying what matters. Is that true?
Yeah.
So, are you ready to stretch?
Okay. Ready to stretch.
And before you even start, let's just remember, hearing Corrine has nothing to do with whether or not you're going to agree to do what she wants. Okay. This is not about agree or disagree. This is about hearing and understanding each other. Okay.
I'll hold that thought.
Okay, start all over again.
Hey, Mom, guess what? I just got invited to Olivia's party. It's going to be Christmas Eve, and I am so excited to go. I have a fabulous outfit I'm going to wear. It's just going to be great. Everyone's going to be there.
So it sounds like you are just thrilled to be invited and have such a great social event to look forward
to. Yeah, everyone's going to be there.
And really wanting to be with your friends and to be included.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like it's just really sounds really exciting and really important to you.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
So another question is, how do you do the shift?
Okay. So, I'm thrilled that you. I would like to express something here.
Yeah.
I'm just totally thrilled that you got invited. I think it's, you know, it's just great to have friends who are creative like that and throw such wonderful parties, and I think it must be an awful lot of fun to be part of that social circle and social world that's here for you.
Mm-hmm.
The only question I have when I hear that is what, you know, that's usually the night that we all go to Grandma's. So I'm trying to figure out how we can work with that situation. I know it's so important to Janice that you do that, and I'm just trying to figure out how we work with that situation.
So I want to check with you. Wasn't that a whole lot easier than being told that you have to come?
Yes.
Yeah. Again, I really appreciate it, just like in the previous scenario, the spirit of partnership that I heard in this, and I have a sense that this took quite a bit of stretching on your end to have it be, let's explore this together rather than I'm telling you what to do.
Yeah.
Can you say a little bit about what made it possible to do that stretch?
Well, I think just having confidence that the end result was far away from necessarily where we are at this moment, that the end result and this moment are separate things. Mm-hmm. So that it made it easier to be in this moment and mm-hmm. And think yeah. about opening our minds to possibilities.
Yeah, I really, really like how you said this. There's so much of the time we bring so much anxiety and urgency to our conversation because we want results, we want solution. And if we can just entrust ourselves to the present moment and be with it one step at a time and stay together, then we figure out a solution.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, just continue.
I guess it probably is really important to Mama that we go to Grandma's house.
I think that is just such a part of her, yes, part of our family tradition, and you know, traditions are sort of bedrock for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine not going to the party.
This is a priceless moment. How often do you get a teenager to hold a dilemma with you instead of just fighting back? That's rare. And you created it by honoring what she wants. Without necessarily agreeing, just honoring it, you've got yourself a partner. How sweet is that? Keep going, just be real.
Isn't there some way I can do both?
I don't know. Why don't we look at the invitations and see, you know, let's look at the timing of it. And I don't know where your friend lives, and maybe we can look at the logistics and see maybe there is a way for you to do both. After all, you're growing up, and, you know, it's, things are going to have to change to accommodate that. So maybe we can find a way so that you can do both and that everybody can really enjoy the fact that you have this wonderful circle of friends and have been invited to this great party.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, now let's see if we can start the other end. Hi, welcome back to the Conflict Hotline, where what you say next can change your world. And welcome back to Itzel, and Barbara is still here. And we're going to turn our attention to Robbie from Wisconsin. Hi, Robbie, are you there? Going once. Robbie, are you with us? So we're going to shift attention with some disappointment to our third scenario for today, which we call Agree to Disagree. Janice is back, thank you. Janice, and this is Aunt Gertrude, who lives with Grandma and is hosting the party. And we are at the holiday party.
So everybody, I just wanted to share with you all about all the work that Beth and I have been doing on marriage equality, and we've made such wonderful progress in our community. It's just so exciting for both of us.
I don't want to have any of that talk going on here.
Aunt Gertrude, it's the holidays. I'm just sharing with people what we've been doing in the past year. It's what we always do.
So share something else.
You know what, Aunt Gertrude? I know how you feel about Beth and I, and it's so frustrating to me because we've been together for a very long time, and, you know, I just want to be able to talk. You know, let's just agree to disagree about this. I really just don't want to talk about it anymore. I don't really want to hear what you have to say about this.
So long as we don't talk about it here.
Thank you. I imagine that this kind of situation, maybe not exactly about this issue, but some way in which there is kind of like a tense, intense disagreement in the family is something that many people dread when you imagine going back to visit your family on the holidays. So let's see, how can we handle this? I'm wondering, which one of you would like to stretch to see how to work with this? I can see that it's tough for both of you.
Yeah.
C- because this is your home, and I'm guessing that it's year after year, it's a stretch for you to open your home to this couple.
Yes.
Because you know they're part of the family and you're stretching to make it work, but that's really about as far as you can stretch, and it really, really is hard for you.
Yes. Yes. I love Janice, and I want to have her here, and it's really challenging knowing how she's living her life.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some values that are very deep for you about the sacredness of human relationships of a kind that for you is consistent with your values.
Yeah.
That's very important to you.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It is. I really have concerns for her well-being in her choices.
And I imagine that there is also for you just wanting to be seen for the effort that you're doing in accepting her.
Yes.
And some sensitivity towards that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that would be really nice.
Yeah. Is there anything else about this that's important to you?
It's really hard to, I mean, everyone's talking about this and like it's okay, and I'm just so concerned about Janice and people like her, and you know, the Bible says what will happen for people like that, and I'm really afraid for them.
So another piece that's important is just how much you love her, and that all that you're doing is motivated by deep care for her well-being.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did I get all of what's important to you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm guessing that for you, what is important is to have your love honored.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to be able to share it openly with my family.
Yeah.
You know, with all the people I love the most, they're all here tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, so you want there to be just room for people to love who they love.
Absolutely.
So I imagine you're heartbroken about this,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's very painful.
Because this is your family, and you want all the parts of your family to connect with each other.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's room in my heart for everybody, and everybody here, and I want to feel that everyone here feels the same way about me and my life.
Yeah. So I'm wondering if there is room in you to stretch towards hearing Aunt Gertrude and what's important to her.
Yeah, I can try. I can try.
So in the moment when she says, I don't want you talking about this here in my house, what is it that you're hearing?
I'm hearing, just to tell you before I go to her, I'm
yeah.
hearing your choices are not okay. You are not okay.
So what you are doing is you're hearing it through the filter of what it means about you.
Yeah.
And that's what we usually do when people say things that are different from our own. We filter them through what they mean to us. And I want you to kind of like change the filter and see if you can grasp what it means to her.
Okay. So when she says, I don't want to hear that.
In my house.
In my house. Well, I can think about things that I don't enjoy hearing in my house. And that really comes from wanting to be comfortable in my home.
Just check that with her.
Okay.
So let's just go back to that moment in the conversation where you say, don't talk about this
yeah.
in my house.
I don't want to hear that in my house.
Okay. So, you know, when I hear you say, I'm guessing that me talking about this is just, it's uncomfortable for you in some way.
Yes. It's very uncomfortable.
Did you notice how she relaxed?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
It's like you could see her shoulders dropping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because suddenly she's seen. because I'm guessing that in amongst everything else, because she's the only one in the family that has this position, she's always braced, like she's the ogre and everybody hates her, aren't you? And suddenly you give her the gift of hearing her. It was really powerful to see this thing. Okay.
Okay. And so because it's uncomfortable for you, you'd rather just talk about things that are just easier for you to hear right now.
Yes.
And I also am hearing the piece that I checked with her earlier, that she wants appreciation, given her position, appreciation for her willingness to have you here. See, it's very hard to appreciate someone else for stretching when we think that there doesn't need to be a need for stretching.
right.
But the reality is that for her, it's a huge stretch.
Yeah, it's painful for me that it is a stretch.
Yeah.
But it is a stretch.
And it's painful for you, again, because you see it in terms of what it means about you.
That's true.
And I really would still, again, would like you to come back to just grasping the experience that it is for her.
Okay. It's very difficult because it's not like this is an isolated incident. We have a long history. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to separate everything else that she said to me in private, you know, in personal conversations from this moment. But okay, so just taking this moment. So it's uncomfortable to talk about. You don't want to talk about things that are kind of are uncomfortable for you, and also you want some appreciation for how much you have offered us this evening.
Yes, this evening and lots of times past.
Okay. Sure. You've welcomed us into your home many times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to pause for a second and I want to check with you. What is it like to be heard like this? I bet it's really rare.
It is. It's rare and it's kind of almost uncomfortable. It's so rare. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's some relaxing and then there's also, it's also just also a little bit uncomfortable.
Kind of
overwhelming. Because it's unusual, yeah.
And I'm curious if it also has the effect of ever so slightly feeling more open towards her.
Yeah.
And my guess is it wouldn't be enough of that for you to get the feedback from her. You would have to guess it and take it on faith that if you keep that openness towards her, she will have more and more room for you. And in a moment, I want to make sure that we also find a way for you to come back to expressing yourself. But we're not quite there yet.
Yeah.
I have a sense that if you go like one more step towards hearing what's for her, if you still have room, can you still do that? Because I find for myself that when I get into the groove of listening to the other person, it becomes easier with time because it's kind of like I enter their reality and then things start making sense.
Yeah.
I no longer measure them up against my own reality. I just stay in theirs to understand it.
Yeah, there's definitely, by stepping away from my own ideas, there's definitely some more curiosity as to what's going on there.
Yeah. That curiosity is precious. See if you can find a way to express it.
Okay. You've welcomed us. You've welcomed us to your house many times, and I'm curious how is that for you, us being here?
It's really awkward because I love you and I want you to be welcome in my home. And it's even a little painful having you think that you're not welcome in my home. But it's still really hard knowing that you're living the life you are, and that's so dangerous.
It's been a long time since I've heard you tell me you loved me. That really touched me. Thank you. And I still am challenged,
yeah,
with how to proceed.
Yeah.
I have a sense that as hard as it may be for her, that she might be open to hearing your heart. Just this piece. Were you touched hearing her say that?
Yes.
Because both of you have been wrapped up in the struggle, and right now you're walking towards more connection. I don't imagine that at the end of this conversation either one of you will change your opinions.
Yeah.
And that's not what it's about. It's not about changing anybody's opinion. It's about learning to live and love with the difference, which is very different from agreeing to disagree. Agreeing to disagree is like this. This is about being together in the holding of the mutual pain of the difference.
Yeah.
So I think, my guess is that she will be open to hearing your pain.
Okay.
Not that you are right.
Right.
But the pain of what it's like to know that she has so many issues with your choices. I have a sense that she might be open to hearing that if you tread it carefully.
Okay.
And we'll find out.
Yeah.
Because if she isn't, she's going to let you know right away.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, Aunt Gertrude, I'm really appreciating this conversation that we're having. It's one that we haven't had before. And I also want to share with you what's going on for me, if you're open to hearing that.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, it's just, it's so painful for me to know how difficult it is for you to accept my life and to accept Beth and the role she plays in my life. It's painful for me because I love Beth and I also love you very much. And I just wish that that love can just be shared by all of us.
So in sharing this very powerful thing with her, what would you like back from her?
I guess I just want to know that you hear how important this is to me.
It sounds like it's painful for you, for me to not to be afraid of the love you have for Beth.
Wow, what a moment. You feel that never, you've never been in this place.
Never.
How is it for you?
It's sad. It was kind of easier just having her angry with me.
Mm-hmm. Because it's so vulnerable to be in this place and you're not used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at it closely, I'm wondering if you actually are getting more connection.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And bit by bit, who knows what is going to happen?
Yeah. Yeah, I have a little hope. I mean, I don't think, like you said, I don't think anyone's minds are going to be changed, but I just have some hope that we can all coexist just a little bit more peacefully.
Yeah. And hearing also from Gertrude how challenging the vulnerability is for her, at this point I would just let it go.
Yeah.
And maybe next year come back to it again.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do, you know, like, oh good, we're connecting, let's go more and more and more and more and more connection, because I don't think she will be able to go there with you.
Yeah.
But you have created this incredible moment together.
Yeah.
And we all have the power to do that.
Wow.
It takes skill.
Yeah.
But we have the power in our hearts to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else you want to add before we close?
It was scary to hear you wanting the acceptance of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's still, I get a sense that it was still possible for you to get that she wants it and how important it is for her without necessarily being able to give it to her, but just to understand that she wants it. Yeah. Sounds like that really got you closer.
Yeah.
Because you could see that everybody would want acceptance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. We have a couple of minutes before wrap up, so I want to reintroduce a favorite feature of our hard to hear messages. And why don't you take one? And here is how the drill goes. You say this out loud and you pretend that somebody just said this to you.
Okay.
And how you might respond.
Okay. Skillfully.
Skillfully.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And if you need support, you'll get it.
Okay.
That's
great.
What I'm here for.
Okay. Excellent.
Because I saw you open your eyes.
You're so stupid.
So it takes imagination to fill in the context.
Sure.
To fill in the context any way you want.
Okay. So I'm guessing you're really confused about what you just saw me do.
Yeah, why would anyone do that?
Yeah, there's just, it just doesn't make sense to you because it's so inconsistent with your own beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't imagine how that's gonna work for you.
And now you're cooking, you see?
Yeah, yeah. It's that curiosity again.
It's the curiosity again, yes. And I'm wondering if you'd like to try to find a different way of saying it instead of saying you're so stupid. Mm. Find some way of really expressing what it is that, again, fill in the imagination.
Yeah. When I saw you signing up for that course, I was really concerned. About how that would work for you, because I've seen you sign up for courses before and it really hasn't worked out.
And just end with a request.
I'm wondering if you have some plans about being able to make it to the classes so that you can have some success there.
Wasn't that easier to hear?
Not much.
That's what she meant when she said you're so stupid.
Okay. Oh, okay. I get it.
Okay. Thank you. So we are now at our wrap-up time, and I would like to start by just acknowledging this and hearing from you. If you have anything from this show, whether a scenario that you were part of or not, that really stands out to you, like a bit of learning that you want to underline.
You know, I really enjoyed the role play with Aunt Gertrude. The piece that you said about now that you have a little bit of vulnerability, or based on her discomfort with the vulnerability, this might be a good time to stop because I think I would have been tempted, like you, just exactly as you illustrated, like, oh, I've made some traction. Okay, let's keep going. So I really appreciated that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. How about you? Anything stand out to you?
I think when I was having a conversation with Mom, when I was the daughter having a conversation with Mom, it was amazing to have her get excited about that party I wanted to go to when I learned that that was not something that she could imagine working and supporting Janice also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So being able to see the connection with her when you expressed it in a different way, like how much that kind of like dissolved the antagonism between you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And for me, for some reason, the thing that stays with me is the way that we said that, you know, you hear something through what it means to you and instead focus on what it means to the other person. Mm-hmm. So I want to express gratitude to Robbie, who called us, even though we weren't able to talk with her. And I also want to say that if you liked what you saw here and you are inspired and want to have some of these skills available to you, you can call our office, 510-433-0700, or look at our website, www.bnbc.org, or at the NBC Academy. If you are not local, there are programs all over the world and many things that you can do from home on both websites. And if you'd like to send us some feedback or give us scenarios that you'd like us to work with, we love getting those. They give us so much richness. And you can send that to conflicthotline@baynbc.org. And gratitude to Itzel and Barbara and to Carrie for playing with all the ups and downs of the unknown, and to the all-volunteer crew. I am grateful to everyone who comes and supports this show, and I invite you to come back next month, first Thursday of the month, January 7th at 7:30 on BETV.org, streaming worldwide. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I take a deep, dark breath of your fear. Breathe out compassion to you. And the next breath is for all the people who can relate to me and you. You cannot see eye to eye. Won't you step up with me and try? Drop the fences down. Find the common ground and take a deep breath.